What's the allegation here?
No allegations.
No allegation.
Observations.
Okay.
Traders who I talked to who've been doing this for longer than almost I've been alive have been noticing this very strange phenomenon that every time Trump talks, especially when he talks about trade, the market reacts either up or down, depending on what he says. And people are putting in these trades, you know, few minutes before the close of trading. And it's obviously not just one person. It's probably a group of traders or some sort of coordinated effort because the number of E-mini contracts bought is too large for one individual at any one time. But clearly, traders in the pits at the CME have been noticing this and have been wondering what's going on. So I'm just being reportorial. Right. I'm hearing this, mm-hmm. and I'm laying it out there for people to consider.
But embedded in this, in stringing these facts together,
sure.
is the notion that perhaps these traders or group of traders could have been tipped off if they're placing large trades minutes before the market closes on information that has not been disseminated publicly yet.
Insider trading. It's
so
no different.
Okay.
Right. It's no different to me. I was an M&A guy for 17 years. You know, if I work on a merger and next thing you know, you see that the stock price is going up before there's an announcement, which basically happens all the time. And then the SEC investigates that. When Amazon buys Whole Foods and next thing you see Whole Foods' stock is shooting up, merger gets announced, SEC investigates that. I'm saying there are regulators here, the SEC, the CME, the Mercantile Exchange, and the CFTC, the futures regulator. They should be investigating these trades. Maybe there's nothing there, but it sure looks coincidental, fortunate, and a little sketchy to the people who are trading these future contracts every day.